Hello everybody, welcome to the open world. My name is Anjali. I'm a master's student in IST and this is my first semester and first class with Dr. Bonk. I am new to podcasts and I'm planning to learn the techniques as I proceed through 15 weeks of this semester. Your inputs, your comments are most welcome. They are going to help me make this podcasting experience better for my listeners and for me. My work experience till now has been mainly with school education. I'm a promoter of universal design for learning, providing multiple ways of engagement, representation, and expression. Technology integration is definitely helpful, but just adding technology to the current educational system is not going to work. In fact, it does not work. There needs to be a change in thinking, change in perspective. Providing open educational opportunities is one way. We are in week one. The first class was much more than just an introduction to the class. If I have to explain the first class in one sentence, let me think. Well, it would go something like this. It was a journey taken with almost a speed of light to come to the conclusion that the world is indeed quite open. It's not flat. It's not spiky. It's open. The examples Dr. Bonk shared to explain what he means by the world being open were very helpful. E-learning, distance learning, different types of mobile apps, all of these are making learning accessible to everybody from anywhere. One of the pictures that stuck in my mind was a picture of Indianapolis Airport last year during a terrible blizzard. There were a lot of pictures like this. There was a picture of a tornado, there was a picture of a hurricane. What was interesting was that with all the mobile learning made possible by web technologies, the education did not halt. The learning did not halt. You know what? The traditional teacher is being replaced by a network teacher. It's not only him that is connected to a whole array of learning technologies, but the teacher or instructor is also helping students to get connected with these technologies. He is helping the students get connected to people and teachings around the world. Dr. Bonk introduced a very innovative acronym. We all learn. Each letter stands for One 2.0 technology that has helped the doors to open learning and global collaboration a little wider. Here are some examples. Web searching in the world of e-textbooks. E-learning, blended learning. Open source free softwares like Moodle, open courseware like free online course in artificial intelligence by Stanford University, sharing portals, open information communities like Wikipedia, possibilities of synchronous and asynchronous collaboration and interaction, learning through alternative realities, mobile learning, using smartphones, and last but not the least, networks of personalized learnings like blogs and podcasts. By the end of this first class, some important questions were put forth regarding the decisions in this open education world. What is going to be the role of instructional designers in this open education world? Will they act as concierge, counselor, course facilitator, credit manager, or all of these? What would formal learning look like? Should I attend traditional university or create my own degree path? By the end of this first class, I felt like this huge Pandora's box has been opened and I cannot wait to explore it further. From next week onwards, in each episode, I'll start by talking about the most interesting things shared in the class by Dr. Bonk. I'll also share some interesting findings from some of the reports and articles that we read each week. In the third section, I'll talk about the tidbits read. And I'll end by sharing a link to the most informative, innovative, and interesting video of the week. We are going to explore One 2.0 technology every week. So hang on, the ride is just starting. Signing off now. See you all next week with Treasures from the Open World.